I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Cardinal Stage Company presents Underneath the Lintel by Glenn Berger. Directed by Randy White, it'll be in the Rose Fire Bay at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center May 3rd through the 19th. Our guest is Mike Price. Mike is the sole character in Underneath the Lintel. Mike, is it a little unusual being the only person on stage?
Yes. most certainly. It's the first one-person show that I've done, so it's definitely a very unique experience, as I relish interaction with other characters in doing theater, generally speaking. So this is quite the new adventure for me.
And it's an adventure indeed. It's you're a librarian.
Yes, that's true. From Holland, right?
With a very unusual returned book.
Yes. Comes into me 113 years overdue, and I decide to track down the rapscallion who held it for that long in order to give him a fine.
Now, this is a show that director Randy White holds very close to his heart. He worked on the development of it. In fact, he's directed it in a production in New York. Are there new things that he's been thinking as he works with this? Does he say, well, gee, we did it this way, but now let's try this?
Sometimes, yep. You know, I can't peer too far into his mind to know what's actually going on, and I'm not familiar with the previous productions, but yeah, I think there's a combination of things. You know, obviously he's very familiar with it, excited to work on it more. I don't know that he always necessarily shares with me what he did or didn't do, but yeah, it's quite the process for quite a remarkable show.
So there's just you on stage, up close and personal, because
there will be other things to look at. I'll be the only thing moving.
Tell us what's fun about this particular production.
Well, it's Glenn Berger's remarkable writing. The text and the script is remarkable, profound, funny, moving. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. Well written, well constructed. I can't say enough about it. It's just quite remarkable and also exceedingly complex to memorize. I must say that literally 20 minutes before I came to record this with you, I finished the last page. So I'm proud to say that if you come see the show, at this point now, you'll be able to see the whole show.
Now, you're an adventurous librarian looking for the history of this particular book, where it's been and where it's gone. And at the same time, you're pretty much rooted in the Rose Fire Bay. How do we travel?
Imaginatively, as the librarian carries out what he believes to be a presentation of the assembled evidences that he has accrued over time. We journey to various places, and we're assisted by various elements that are part of the set, as well as some music. So it's very imaginative in that respect.
Imaginative and somewhat lonely?
In what sense do you mean that?
Well, you talked about how much you enjoy interacting with other actors.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, that's not to say, I mean, you know, doing a one-person show, it just takes on a different kind of form, I suppose. The other actor is the audience.
We've been talking with Mike Price, who's finished memorizing the script, and who, with the audience, will be presenting Underneath the Lintel by Glenn Berger, directed by Randy White. It'll be in the Rose Fire Bay, and that's May 3rd through the 19th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.